Montgomery County State Senator Dalen Leach, at the center of a media maelstrom following allegations of sexual misconduct, has declared he will take a step back from his bid for a suburban congressional seat. But he won't take Governor Tom Wolf's suggestion that he resign from the Senate. Joining us to catch up on the story is WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies. Dave, first off, I'm sure many in our region may not be familiar with Dalen Leach. Give us a sense of who he is.
You know, Dave, this is worth spending a minute on because he's not a typical politician. Dalen Leach inspires people. He's probably the Senate's most liberal member, you know, a fighter for progressive causes, including reproductive rights. And he is funny. He's a former stand-up comedian who can really command a room. And I thought I would play just a moment from a debate in his unsuccessful run for Congress 4 years ago. In this, one of his opponents, Valerie Arkush, who is a physician and anesthesiologist, had made the point that we don't want career politicians in office, people whose experience is running campaigns and holding office. Here's part of Dalen Leach's response.
Senator Leach.
Well, I see what Val means about experience being bad. I mean, I know when I go into an operating room, I don't want a career anesthesiologist. I want someone who dabbles in it from time to time.
So he got a big laugh there, but went on to make a serious point. In fact, he's just a brilliant orator and a guy with a future. But, you know, we've learned politicians are pretty complicated people, and now he's accused of sexual misconduct towards staff and volunteers.
What are the accusations?
Well, they appeared in the Philadelphia Inquirer Sunday. Multiple women say they heard sexual jokes and comments from Leach, and some said they were touched inappropriately. According to the paper, none of the women said they were assaulted but were troubled by their experiences. In fact, at the 2012 Democratic Convention, after Leach allegedly made sexual comments to an intern, party officials directed the interns to travel in pairs.
How's Leach responded?
Pretty combatively. In a statement, he blamed the allegations on an opponent's whispering campaign, which he said got the attention of reporters. He said that he does engage in bawdy humor and sometimes touches people when he talks to them, but never in a sexual or inappropriate way.
And so today he said he's, again, quote, stepping back from his campaign for a suburban congressional seat.
Yeah, you know, it's fair to say that before this, he was the leading Democrat running for the 7th congressional seat. That's the one held by Republican Pat Meehan. Pretty quickly yesterday, David Landau, chair of the Democratic Party of Delaware County, issued a statement saying Leach should get out of that race. I spoke to Landau today. He says the allegations are troubling, but beyond that, from a practical political point of view, a candidate just can't escape accusations like these coming from multiple women.
Even assuming, let's say for a moment, that they weren't true, you still couldn't escape the allegations because every time your name comes up, there's going to be a sentence that says he's been alleged to engage in inappropriate sexual conduct. And that kind of charge puts a cloud over a campaign.
So Leach has said he'll step back from the campaign, focus on his family, and work with Senate leaders to address the allegations. I think the consensus in the political world that whether he wants to admit it or not, he is finished as a viable candidate for Congress.
And yet, despite Governor Wolf's call for his resignation yesterday, he plans to keep his Senate seat?
Yeah, and assuming he stays, it raises the interesting question of how exactly the Senate's going to deal with this. You know, people across the country are wrestling with the question of how you distinguish among different kinds of conduct in these cases and how severe the penalty should be. Governor Wolf was asked that after an appearance today. Why this rush for a call for resignation? Why not let the Senate investigate? Here's what he said.
I have had zero tolerance for this when I was in the private sector. I have zero tolerance for it in the executive branch. This is not something that anybody, male or female, should be forced to subject himself or herself to. It's wrong.
So now the Senate leaders are saying they'll look into this, but it's not exactly clear when or how. And an interesting day, I looked at the Senate's employee policy on sexual harassment, and it's clearly inadequate to deal with multiple allegations over years like we see here. It will be interesting to see how this unfolds.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies on Newsworks Tonight.